Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm here today with John Rankin. John, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Travis?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Sun's shining. I'm on the right side of the dirt, and I get to talk to you and have a great time today. Why wouldn't I be happy?
Yeah, right.
We're gonna get in today. We're going to talk about how to give away products that are unused by other people and actually ask for a donation at the same time. But the donation you're receiving costs less than the value of the product, which I have never heard of this stuff. But John's going to give us the details, the down and dirty, all the secrets. But before that, John, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
You know, I'm a veteran. I served from 93 to 96, airborne ranger, got out of the military to actually go to college, did my 4 years in college and moved back to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which is where I served at in the Army and started training the military in hand-to-hand combat. I was a professional fighter. I'm retired now, but had 6 world titles, ran my own nonprofit, which is applicable for what we're going to talk about today. And just have been an entrepreneur really for almost 38 years. I've had like 4 or 5 W-2s and that time frame. The rest of the time, it's just been doing my own hustle, trying to figure out how to live my life my way and have a great time doing it.
That's awesome. And you also host your own podcast called The Tactical Traveler. Give us a little down and dirty on what that is.
Well, I met this guy, Travis, and he told me I was missing a great opportunity by having my own podcast. And I had done podcasting in the early 2000s and had really good success with it, but kind of felt like that went away. And then I met you and you were like, you need to do your own podcast again. So like, I did it. You said, do it. So I did it. And so I launched Tactical Traveler. I think I'm at 16 episodes now. And we're just starting some interviews that I've done with people with phenomenal stories from around the world. I just finished up talking with a lady who did 30,000 miles hitchhiking on her first trip. She went from France to Cape Town. So it's been actually, I've learned a ton. I'm excited about it. Meeting some really great people. So thanks for that suggestion.
Well, I'm just glad that you did it. Anyone that's listening today, if I've suggested something in the past and you haven't done it yet, this is your invitation to take action, because knowing is only half the battle. The other half is action. It doesn't matter what you know if you never actually do the thing. So thank you so much for taking action. And if you want to get more tips and tricks on how to travel for cheap. And this galley's talking about, she did her first trip and was solo. She went a grown lady by herself overseas and went from France to Cape Town. So don't be scared to travel. Please tune into John's show if you want to hear all that cool tips and tricks. But how on earth, you were telling me before the show that you raised $15,000 for March of Dimes in 90 minutes. What on earth does that look like? People don't hear that very often.
You and I are very fortunate being military folks. You learn how to plan an operation. So I got tasked with planning an operation to do a fundraiser for March of Dimes. And really, I didn't know who March of Dimes was until I got tasked with raising the money for him. And it only took me 2 phone calls to realize that I actually did know who they were. I just didn't place a name with them. So I had 2 of my good friends that had premature babies at 24 and 26 weeks. And I didn't know the people who came in and took care of all of that stuff for them was March of Dimes. Once we get tasked with something, we have to connect with the mission. So I did a little bit of background. And when I found out who they were, it made it really easy to decide to really go all out and raise money for these guys. Because I was actually personally connected with their story. And then I just did what we always do in the Army, which was I just did some backwards planning. So here's the goal. Here's the end state, the mission. Now, how do I get there? And then I just went back and, kind of strategically planned out each stage of the operation. I have a little trick in my back pocket that I use anytime I've got to raise money or promote an event, which is that a couple of years ago, I signed up for a company that has a license with hotels and resorts all across the world, which they take their unused inventory and they give it to you to sell for just the taxes and fees. And to kind of give you some background on why that's possible is that hotels have a great algorithm. They know exactly how many rooms they have to sell to be profitable. And they have roughly somewhere between 28 and 35% that's a wash. They know they're never going to fill it unless it's, you know, some sort of special event or something. And the way that the hotel industry works is they still have to pay the taxes and fees on that, you know, 28 to 35% margin. Now, if they still have to pay the taxes and fees on that, that means that's cutting into their profit margin. So what they did was they basically give those rooms away for just the taxes and free fees, so it doesn't cut into their tax or to their profit margin. Now, they can't do that publicly, because if Travis goes to the same hotel John goes to and Travis realizes John got that room for $50 for the week and he paid $3,000, he's going to be really upset.
Travis would be super upset. I know Travis, and he would be mad.
Everybody would be mad. So they have to do it inside what's called a closed network. They pay, you got to pay a license fee to give this stuff away, but that's how that works, right? And so what I did was in my planning stage, everybody who donates was going to get a stay in either Las Vegas, Cancun, Hawaii, or Rome. Now, this is pre-COVID. When you look at what's the value of a hotel stay for a week in Hawaii?
Well, if you go to where I go to, what is that place? It's on the west side. It's an Air Force station. Can't remember the name of it. But for me, it was $95 a night on the best beach on Oahu. But most people don't get that opportunity.
It's going to be somewhere in the $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 range, right? So if I go to Travis and I say, Travis, if you donate $300, I'm going to give you a voucher for Hawaii. You've got to pay taxes and fees. Uncle Sam's going to get his dues, right? And that's going to cost you $331. So for $631, you're going to get a $1,500 stay in Hawaii. Is that worth it?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty hard to say no to that. It's not like Bellows Air Force Station is open to everybody.
Right. So, and this is a 4 or 5 star resort, no timeshare stuff. You know, you don't have to go and spend in their restaurant. So there's no like mandatory purchases. You just pay the taxes. We good?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
You're in, right? So that was the hook. And then what I did was I organized a team of influencers to join with me. We all did it all on exclusively Facebook. I didn't even use multiple platforms, just Facebook. And then we did the drive. And during the drive, hey, we're doing this fundraiser for March of Dimes. We reiterated their purpose, their mission. I shared a couple of personal stories about how they connected with me. I had the people that were also doing Facebook Lives share their personal story and their connection with March of Dimes. And listen, you know, because we're both military guys, do you know March of Dimes funds diapers for military families? For every $50 given to March of Dimes, they give a percentage of that to the military to help military moms raise their babies in diapers.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. That's awesome. That's a good shout out for March of Dimes.
So I connected with March of Dimes on multiple levels, two families I know personally with premature births. And then obviously with our connection with the military, just made sense to me. So, you know, I connected with them and we went to work and in 90 minutes, we did $15,000.
That's really good. I like that. So let's step back for a sec. Let's break this down. So you weren't running a nonprofit. You weren't employed by the nonprofit. You, in your words, got tasked to do this. So those of you listening, think about the things that you can do without being directly tied to an organization. You can do what John did. You can go to an organization like March of Time and say, hey, I want to help with your fundraising. This is not you starting your own show. This isn't you getting hired as the executive director or the fundraiser or any of those things. This is how you, as just a regular old person, can go help out in the nonprofit world, which is phenomenal. You know, step number two, you've got the giveaway. You've got the unused inventory from the hotel. So you've got something that easily makes sense. It's something that someone can easily say yes to. If you hook up with my friend, Valley Adams, Sarah Jean Knox, or some of the other auctioneers that we have had on the show, you can coordinate with them and they can auction off these things where they're getting this great value of something that makes sense. That's a stay and looks like Vegas, Cancun, Hawaii, or Rome. This is, of course, pre-COVID, but it's an easy yes. It makes perfect sense. You're getting the value you need. It's not just value for the organization. It's value for the donor as well. So there's value on both ends there. And it's an easy win, a quick way to make 15 grand. And if all the stuff is paid for, then it's all coming in. He did 100% on Facebook. He didn't have to rent a venue. He didn't have to do, you know, rubber chicken dinner or any of that stuff. You know, you can do this. You can get people together on Zoom and do something like this and talk about it. He talked about his personal connection to the mission, why that made sense, and had other couple of people share their stories. And that's it. That's the super basic bare bones way to really host an event and get some money flowing in. That's really cool, John.
Yeah. And you don't even have to do, like, for example, so I had that in my back pocket, right? Because I'm in the travel industry and that made sense for me to just do that because I had access to it. But if you don't have access to that, then look, you can literally go talk to somebody that you know that's an influencer or a person of, you know, of reputation, and you just go ask them, hey, Travis, I want to raise money for insert whatever the topic is. And, you know, I know that you're really connected to that. Would you do a dinner for the top donors where you just come and you share and do photographs and pictures? How much does that cost you? I mean, it would cost you the dinner, right?
Yeah, the dinner. Which is a business write-off anyway.
Yeah. You go to that restaurant and you say, hey, I'm going to bring Travis Johnson to your establishment. We're going to market it. We're going to tell everybody that he's going to be at your place. Would you donate the dinner for this cause? What's the worst they're going to say? No.
It's a no if you don't ask. No if you don't. Well, there is a couple establishments I don't think I'm welcome in, but we won't talk about that.
The big thing for nonprofits is people will connect with the mission if it makes sense to them. And if it doesn't, then you don't want them anyway, right? And then if you would just ask, there are people out there that would go the extra mile to help you raise money for a worthwhile cause.
Absolutely. I think people get hung up on that fear of no. They don't want to ask, or they don't think people are going to be on board. People are on board. I mean, we spend all of our time blessing the people that are around us. For those of you that need to hear this message, are you saying that no one can bless you, that no one can give you their time, energy, resources, or influence their network? Are you saying that they can't do that for you? You can only do that for them? Why are you robbing them of the chance to bless you? That's the real question. Why are you robbing people of the chance to bless you? And you, when you frame it in that different way, people are like, what? I didn't realize I wasn't giving other people the opportunity. Yes, absolutely. You don't need to keep score, right? Oh, yo, John paid for dinner today. I got to pay for dinner next time. Like, it's going to come out in the wash. If you guys are connected, if you're staying friends, whatever the thing is, there's going to be time that John's going to pay for three or four meals in a row, and I'm going to pay for five in a row. We don't keep track. It doesn't matter. But don't rob someone of the opportunity to bless you and help you with what you want to do. There's so many organizations out there that aren't constantly talking about their mission. I was like, you just went out and you were at three different places. You didn't talk about your mission once. well, you know, I don't know if it's the right. You're on fire for this thing. You've dedicated your life to this thing. You have to share with as many people as possible what it is that you do, how they can help. That's it. What you do and how they can help. Say, how would you like to get involved?
I look at it like this. So imagine it's February of last year, and your sister, your mom, your brother, your dad is a super smart genetic vaccine specialist, right? And they came up with the cure for COVID before COVID hit. Would you go to a restaurant and not tell people that your dad, your brother, your sister had the cure? Would it be sales if you told everybody, hey, look, you just eat this little pill or take this little shot, and in 6 weeks when they lock everybody else down, you'll be able to do whatever you want? It's not sales.
You would not. But sales isn't a dirty word. Everything you own in your house, you had to buy. Someone made the sale for every single thing you own, from this laptop to the camera, the stuff behind me in the video, this headset, the clothes that I'm wearing, the invisible aligners that I'm wearing. Like, that you have the need, it makes sense, and you do it. It's not sales. Sales isn't a dirty word.
Sales is not a dirty word, but people have made it that. But it's not really sales. It's just serving people. You know, as long as you do things morally and ethically. So if I know for a fact that what I'm doing is moral and it's ethical and Travis would benefit from it, it's not a sale. It's literally just providing value. And if I'm truly believe that what I'm doing is providing value, then I should tell every swinging Joe that comes into the sound of my voice that if you don't do this, you're making a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely the pushy salesman. I think people get kind of creeped out about, but do it the way that doctors do it. They bring you in, they say, hey, what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. Where does it hurt? Okay. This is something that we can do. What do you think? And you choose to take it or not take it. You know, am I going to go with the doctor's recommendation? Vast majority of the time, you better believe it. But the mechanic, same thing. Hey, this is the things that we found. What do you want to take action on these? No, I'm waiting until my tax refund comes in. Cool. Tax refund comes in. Go take care of your car. That's the thing that takes care of you all year. Gets you where you need to go. Allows you to earn that money. But sales is definitely not a dirty word. If someone wants to get that licensing to figure out how to do that, like you do it with hotels, what are the steps involved in that?
You just reach out to me, say, hey, I would like to get the incentives. And it's, I think the license is $400 a year, unlimited. So I can use it as much as I want. So I can give away 1,000. I can give away one. And there's like 120 locations. So it's not just those four. It's like you could go to Budapest. You can do Austria, Thailand, Fiji. Like there's crazy amounts of locations. And it's just a licensing fee to use the inventory. It's, I think it's $400, maybe 405. Something like that.
That is really cool to have that. It's hard to say no to that kind of value.
Again, you get to use your own product too. So like I pay that license fee and every year I get to take one of those trips.
That's not a bad way to do it. That's not a bad way to do it at all.
The most expensive trip on that 120 location list is Hawaii at $331. So by the time I'm done, it's $731 if I took Hawaii, and it would still save me $1,000 on a hotel.
Even if you took it as a personal trip, your first trip, it's already paid for itself. Those of you listening that are in the nonprofit world, like, oh, Hawaii sounds great and all, but I never get the time to take off. Look, you have the time. We know you have the time. Something about Americans, they don't want to take the time that they're given. Take the time off. Go spend time with the family, with the loved ones. Or if you're those people that take vacations with the boys or vacations with the girls, do that. Go out, recharge, come back ready to jump into your mission. You can't do this unless you refill that cup. You can't pour from an empty cup. Go out, take some time for you, refill this thing, and come back ready and raring to go. What advice would you have for someone in the nonprofit world?
Well, I think the biggest thing is incentivizing people to do what's right, right? And I think the second part of that is understanding that we're not going to connect to everybody. So you and I being military guys, we connect with that. So that makes sense, but maybe you're not, and that doesn't connect for you. So the ability to be so sold out for your cause, but also to have the understanding or the latitude that my cause isn't for everybody. And that's okay. You know, Travis might not connect with setting girls free from the sex slave trade. Okay, fine. I can still take your money even if you're not connected to it. Hey, Travis, you got it. Do you need a write-off? I don't care if you support it or not. I believe it, right? So you can be a part of a worthy cause and you don't have to support it. And even if you say no, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just like going to the restaurant at O'Charlie's. After you've had a great meal, the waitress or the waiter is going to come over and ask you if you want dessert. Do you think they're offended when you say no?
Well, no, I don't think that at all.
They look at my belly and they probably go, yeah, you probably don't need it anyway. Right? They don't really think twice about it. And I think we need to approach things like that and stop taking everything so personal. If you say no, it just doesn't connect with you. Okay, cool. Not a problem.
And no might not be a no. No might be not right now or not this quarter or, hey, our giving is already set up for the next 6 months. Oh, cool. Month number 7, I'd like to be in consideration for that. You know what? Yeah, absolutely. You're in consideration for that. I appreciate that. People get hung up and they take those no's personally. Here's the deal. I've talked to closing in on 500 different nonprofits. I've had calls with people needing my help. And, you know, I've only had a handful of clients. They've all done great, successful things and have been wonderful for it, but not everyone is going to be a fit to be a client with me. Just like the show that I'm hosting. You know what, Travis, we maybe don't like the way you look or the way you sound. Well, that's not true. Everyone loves the way I sound. Or we might not like what you have to say. Whatever. There's the reason I'm not the only nonprofit podcast out there, because I might not be the fit for somebody. Everyone like got that different flavor that they like. Some people like vanilla. Some people's like, you know what? I got to have chocolate. Some people are like, give me that rocky road. Like, chocolate doesn't feel offended when you pick rocky road. They don't care. And I don't care if you choose me or, you know, today and you switch me off tomorrow. If you are planning on switching me off, let me know. Is there something that I did that offended you, you didn't like, thought was weird, whatever the thing? Let me know. Give me some feedback. I can't correct or make myself better if I don't know that I'm lacking somewhere. But by and large, I'm moving forward with the things that I'm doing. You know, if you've got a nonprofit podcast out there and you want to get added to the nonprofit podcast network, drop me a line. It's free to get added. Same with veteran hosted shows. I've got John and the Tactical Traveler listed on the Veteran Podcast Network. Same thing. It's free to join. Come on in, join the group. And some people have turned me down. I don't know why. I don't really particularly care. It does nothing but help them. But alas, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't get mad for the people that have said no, thank you. I don't. That's on them. I'm willing to let them go on and do their own thing. It doesn't hurt my feelings one bit. What do you got coming up on the horizon, John? What are you working on? Anything cool coming down the line?
Yeah, my Tactical Traveler podcast that you launched for me. The big thing is that I'm right now finishing up a certification in the coaching industry through Southwestern Consulting for business and sales, where these guys have been around for 165 years, longer than Kentucky Fried Chicken. So pretty good curriculum, pretty good, company. And I'm pretty excited about that and just the growth for me. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for so long and doing sales for so long. So the ability to actually take that and narrow that down and put it into a system to help people and coach people, I'm pretty excited about that opportunity.
That's really good. Where can the folks listening today, where can they find you? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way is just my website, johnrankin.com. But I'm on every social media platform, and because I never really branded. So I actually took your idea and branded as the Tactical Traveler. So all my social media now is Tactical Traveler from YouTube to Twitter to Instagram, and you can find me there.
That's perfect. I'm really happy that the Tactical Traveler is going well for you. I love hearing people that actually take my advice, because people that ask me for advice and they do the opposite, those we call ass-holes. So thank you for not being an ass-hole, and thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, man. I love being on the show, and appreciate, you know, all your advice. And you know, now the next step is to take it and really use it to monetize and promote, and just having fun talking to some of the people I've talked to, and you know, being able to promote them has been fun. So,
absolutely. Thanks again.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.